Your Majesty, I have another missive from Knight Captain Maynard, detailing some things from the front line. There are some discouraging facts that have come to our attention. No, he sent me a letter separately detailing all this. It is very concerning, however. According to Knight Captain Maynard, bodies aren't just rising. Some are going missing. He isn't certain what the pattern is, or how often. But he describes things, metal things that scuttle here and about. Whenever they are sighted, a body goes missing. The only thing I can think of is that perhaps whatever is taking these bodies is using them for something. They fought ogres and trolls that had been risen from the dead. Things are looking bleak. Had it not been for Thran and his forces, I don't know what would have happened. All I know is we need more allies. Speaking of which, another suitor has arrived. It is Doomcleaver. Yes, he is a chieftain's son. God Chopper sent him with a small contingent barbarians. Though they are well-behaved and well-meaning, I have a feeling they have an itching for the front line as well. A dangerous prospect, really. No, not because they themselves are dangerous. But if our enemy gets a hold of them, who knows what could happen? Of course, my lord. I shall send him in immediately. Is there anything else you can have me do? I shall have it sent to Knight Captain Maynard right away. He is ready to see you now. Just this way. Thanks. Morning, I suppose. My name is Doomcleaver of the Warfang Clan. Son of God. Oh. Sorry. I suppose this is my first time meeting a king such as yourself. We don't normally have these sorts of conversations. We keep our business to ourselves and the other tribes of orcs, goblins, the like. We've been following the rules, though. Right. Can't help but be a little nervous, I suppose. A lot riding on this, according to my father. Yes, he's a good orc. One day he'll be legendary, I'm sure. Me? Maybe. It's kind of doubtful, though. I don't get a lot of action on the front line. Well, being chieftain's son means I've got particular duties to attend to. But I defend my home as best I can. There's a reason I got the name Doomcleaver, after all. Right. So I was told you was looking for someone to marry. If I may, why not some pretty princess or something? Not your type? Too fancy?
Oh. Really? Well, me too, actually. Which is probably why my father sent me. He knows I'm in love with a blacksmith in our village. I mean, not that you would want to hear about that. Father's gonna kill me for that. Walkgannet is his name, you see. He's one of the finest blacksmiths I've ever seen. The way he can hold a hammer, it's spectacular. He's got all the strength of so many orcs in him. But he's wise. Knows exactly how to hammer. Exactly how to fold the steel, the iron, anything you give him. His master hands can create some of the best things I've ever seen. Rival to what ember them dwarves and elves make, for certain. Well, if I may, here's an example. If you look here, right, this symbol right here in my orc clan, it's a symbol of strength. He did that. By hand, he did. He put it in me sword. Can you believe it? And this one here, this one's real special. This one gives a blessing, you see. He blessed it. He had it blessed by the clerics, the shamans, the weird boys of our clan. For me. We grew up together. We known each other since we was little lads. And, quite honestly, coming here, being told to, well, try to win you over. Now, I can't help but wonder if maybe there's someone in your life that you're holding out for. Just like me. You know, I know. Right before I came in, I overheard you talking. I didn't mean to drop no eaves, mind you. But I heard something mentioned about a night captain. Mayonnaise or something. Sorry. Maynard. Yeah. But that look you just got. Oh yeah, I recognize that look. You love him, don't you? He's something real special to you. Tell me about him. Sounds like a mighty fine warrior. I'd love to trade blades with him. That would be fun. Oh, no, not to kill him, no. Heavens, no. But to test each other's mettle in battle. Honorably, of course. Now that'd be fun. I haven't met a Umi who could actually outdo me. So I'd be surprised. But something tells me you're not captain, ain't just a normal Umi. At least not in your eyes. It's always the eyes that give us away, isn't it? You got that look of longing. That look of you wish you were here and you're sad that he ain't. Same look I'm given. Thinking of walking it. Yeah. But enough about that. What can I do to ensure my people stay free? Does it mean we have to marry? Not necessarily. Well, that's good. What options do we have, then? Become a diplomat. I don't know if I'm made for diplomacy, per se. I'm an orc. I'm a warrior. I'm meant to fight and kill and eventually be slain myself, I suppose. Though I've not met anything that's been able to do it yet. On the battlefield. What's been going on out there? Our tribe is so far inland, but we've heard rumors. What's really happening out there? They say the dead are rising. Is it true? Oh, yes. No, you don't understand. Orcs need to fight. We do it all the time. Not because we're a contentious people, but we understand that only the survival of our clan comes from us being strong. The strongest there is. That's not meant to be able to subjugate people, but to defend ourselves. That's why we have our strength. We're not like them damned grey orcs to the west. Got to be careful of them. We as a clan do not recognize them. That's because the Greyfoots, they're traitors, slavers. Were it up to me, we'd wipe them out. But Far says we gotta be careful about that. They got numbers that we ain't seen. They're mercenaries. Ain't got no honor in them, though they don't. And their leader, their leader ain't seen any sort of honor in any sort of time. Just goes by Yam. Yam Greyfoot. Now, we're careful of them. We know they don't have any dealings with your kingdom. Not really. Not that you would be aware of, I'm sure. They're criminals. A whole lot of them. Not to say there aren't good people there. There's good people everywhere. But they're leaders. Their leaders can't be trusted. When we need them, they literally try to sell our people. That was in the before times. Before we became peaceful with your kingdom, you see. Well before. See, in orc tradition, we hand these stories down orally. And I've heard all about it. Your kingdom was the first to give us safe haven. Yours was the first to realize that making peace with the orcs would mean peace for your people. And it's been very lucrative. Very lucrative indeed. We've had best trading we've ever had. Most peace we've ever had. But occasionally those Greyfoots try to come in, steal our women, steal our kids. Every time they do, none of them leave alive. Not to get too graphic, that is. I know that sounds barbaric, but you don't think so? It's only fair, right, and just that they meet a just ending. I agree. And any person who goes around stealing people and trying to sell them deserves only one thing. To be put in the ground, never get back up. That's how we sees it. We've thought about going over. Freeing the people. But they know to run on the outskirts of your towns, your kingdoms. And we don't have the right or justification to go after them. Not when there's so many borders and whatnot. You think so? Would it be within your jurisdiction? Oh, I see what you're saying. That's a pretty good plan. Hire them along as like mercenaries. Yeah. And then when they've finally crossed over, we can spring a trap on them. Or we could just feed them to whatever's out there in the front lines. I know that sounds dark, but if you ask me, that's still too good for them rotten dogs. See, orcs, we value freedom. There's so many different tribes, and we're at peace with each other. We fight one another, we grow stronger together as a community. But we don't go to war with each other unless we really has got to. And even then, eventually that ends too, when we come to agreements. But even then, every tribe is a little different. The Warfang tribe is known because we have the best warriors, the biggest bosses. We ain't anything to shake a stick at. We're also the first of the orcs to ever commingle with anyone outside of orc culture. We were the first ones to bring in goblins. We was the first ones to start training the, you know, the war pigs. We was the first ones that did many things. You know, there are even some of us that are actually looking into marrying Umis. He's getting real progressive. And it's nice. Real nice. Because we see there ain't a real problem with it. Once everyone stopped being prejudiced towards us, it was easy to stop being prejudiced towards them. It didn't take but 2 generations. It is good. I only hope it will last. My understanding is that the kingdom to the north tends to be a little bit more. Yeah, conservative is a way to put it, I suppose. I was going to say scummy. But many of York tribes have actually migrated from up north over here. Only a few stay out there. Not as many as they used to be. Those northerners have seen to it, though. But enough talk about politics. It's all very fascinating stuff, but my understanding is that the most pressing thing is what's going on your front door with a supposed lich or something. Now, I've never faced one. My dad has. Once. He said it was terrible. Barely survived it, he did. Lost many orcs that day. You know what stopped that lich, though? One of your human wizards. Don't remember his name. Was so long ago. Well, I don't mean my dad. I don't mean Godkiller. He got his name from something else. No, I mean my great-great-granddad. We just call them dads for short, because they're all our dads, really. Now, my grandfather still lives in the village. He still lives with us. Old orc. Still strong. But we know his time's coming. He knows it too. But he's not mad about it. We keep the elderly around so they can tell the stories to young'uns. Teach them. He also is a really great battle commander. My dad talks to him all the time. But he's died face to one of them liches. And one of your human wizards was able to save him. But not for long. I don't remember how that one went. You'd have to ask my granddad. He's not much for travel these days. But I could always ask. Maybe we can have him brought over, or you can go see him. He can tell you the story. He can tell you all about it. Well, there's a chance that this might be the same person, right? I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot of them running around. Not from what I hear. Yeah, we could do that for you. 100% we could do that for you, yeah. My father would welcome you at a feast. You'd make sure that no one come down and hurt you. Like I said, we're great warriors. You got great warriors too. It'd be a fool's errand to try to hurt a king. Especially the king. My people would fiercely defend you. Believe you me. There'd be no safer place than your own keep. Oh yes, I promise you our protection. You always have the protection of the Warfang clan, so long as you keep up with protecting our peoples from the other kingdoms, we'll be fine. My father says that your granddads were really great too. Got a couple of stories about them. It's fancy. You gotta remember, orcs don't live all that long. Many of us die in battle. We don't live beyond like 60, 70 years most times. Not much like you humans. Much shorter than that. Average life is about maybe 40, if you're lucky. Me? 25. I've been doing this for a bit. But not too long. Still got long ways to go. But anyway, I know you've probably heard a lot about my culture and our stories and partial stories. But if you ever want to meet my grandfather and hear all the stories of the orcs, he knows them all by heart. And who knows, you may know more about this lich you're talking about. Right. Well, I'm sure that you got other duties to take care of. Yes, my men have been... Well, I say my men, but... people, really. Got a couple of others. Women folk and also... some people in between. Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're progressive. We understand the twin spirit and the like. But my people, they're itching for a fight. Oh, yeah. And there's plenty of good fighting on the front line. We can go and support your maniad and that dwarf king. My understanding is not actually going to be upset seeing us. We've run into each other in the past. Meaning my clan and him. He's old, 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 old. But he's good. Never once killed an orc who didn't deserve it. We knows. We know because we keep the stories. The throw barrels are always going to be good friends to the Warfang clan. See, some 200-300 years ago, right, we were on a battlefield having to face down spiders, giant spiders, wolves, all kinds of things. But they had us outnumbered. Back then, clans were smaller. They weren't as prosperous because we were constantly fighting. Well, one night, he hears that we're in trouble. Oh, yeah. Dran comes in with his warhammer, yelling at the top of his lungs like he himself is an orc, and crushes at least a dozen spiders on his own. It was the most amazing feat we'd ever seen. At least at the time. That was before my dad, you see, and my great-granddad. Well, seeing as he helped us, we reached what we call a treatise. And from there, well, things got along great. Never once did we get into a fight with the dwarves again. Occasionally our people would go over, bring them ale, and vice versa. When we realised that the dwarves had better ale than we did, well, we started trading them for grog, and like, all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. If it hadn't been for the dwarves, I think we wouldn't have made friends with the Umis. They may trade with us, but you, your kingdom gave us our home, didn't push us out, invited us in. Heck, I know that there are orcs that live within these walls, within this city, free, not half-orcs, full orcs. And that means a great deal to us. Well, guess what I'm saying is, we're more than willing to help you all. The elves? That's a bit more contentious. They claim to have long memories, don't forgive old grudges, etc. And you'd think that'd be the dwarves, because they do that. But the elves do it sneaky-like. They don't tell you about it, but you can tell by the way they look at you. They don't see you as being one of them. They treat you like an outsider. The few dealings that we've had with elves has been unpleasant, to say the least. And if it weren't for the strength of our arms and our bows and everything, I think that Elf King has it out for us, if I'm being honest. Had you not granted us the protections, who knows what we would have done. I'd watch out for him if I were you. He's cunning. He's got plans on plans. Want to be careful with him. Right, well. I've taken enough of your time. We'll take our leave. Thank you for this. It's been great talking with you. Of course. And I'll get that set up with my grandfather. I think there's going to be real important here. But we're going to go off and fight now. And you too. Good luck with your night, Captain. I'll be sure to keep him safe if I see him.
Hello, everyone. Mazarus here, the stroke of midnight. Thank you so much for listening to this audio. This one ended up being far more of a lore dump than I anticipated, but at the same time, a lot of really interesting stories coming from the war tribes. Something that, you know, kind of organically fits in with a storyline here. That being said, I do love these monthly releases. This is probably going to be an ongoing series alongside with my other ongoing series, a completely separate universe from the Stroke of Midnight stuff. Maybe at some point I'll pull out a map or something. I think that would be neat. I need to come up with a name for the kingdom and everything as well. Go figure, as you improvise these things, you don't always plan things out. But I like having a world where there's stories. They're so very important. Moving along, this audio was presented 2 weeks early on Patreon. At least 2 weeks early. You'll be able to find them early on my Patreon for $10 a month if you want to go with the... or $5 a month, I should say, if you want the Safer Work tier. At $15 a month, you get access to my full Patreon, which is basically all of my NSFW and my Safer Work stuff, all early, and some of it exclusive. Some of my exclusives you can also find, if you're an adult, you can find on OnlyFans, but they're going to be $20 a pop at the bare minimum. That way you get the most bang out of your buck for the Patreon. Speaking of which, I want to give a shout out to all my patrons. You guys have been wonderful, and as you guys know, I've been trying to raise money, especially like after my son's ear surgery, which went really well, but that's the whole reason I've been begging for money. Thank you guys so much. Starting with Owl Song, Ardent Melody, Aurally Orgasmic, Blue Duck, Kate R, Cal, Christmas Artist, Collector of Dead Tree Corpses, Crystal Moreno, Dancer Woman 22, Danny, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Echo, Elvin Semi, Francois Canal, Hypnos, Jack Edgar, Jamie Lay Neal, Janice Coffey, JYMMA, Keith the Cat, Kimmy Peel, Lady Tenuville, Mac, Mallory Zadel, Mara, Marlin, Knocked Music, Nikki Two Pins, Inky Horror, Patchwork Cyborg, Random Jumble, Ren, Ready Scripts, Rockstar Pancake Hat, Solrak, The Demon Queen Erin, Tierra, Tori David, Trine Ingebrigtsen, Trinite, Void, Yokai, Zikora, and Zero Key Wolf. All of you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much for all of your help. In the meantime, you guys can also find my new Redbubble! Do-do-do-do! Yeah, I was not really happy with, Spreadshop. I'm still gonna keep that open, but I'm gonna be updating Redbubble pretty regularly. Well, as regularly as I'm able to. That way you guys get new artwork, you guys also get, like, designs and stuff that you may want to see. Something that you'll find are new stickers, including the Sigil of the Raven Queen, which is the sign of the Stroke of Midnight, the Sweet Dreams and Pleasant Nightmares, and another one that was designed by my wife, the ADHD Certified Sticker. You can also get that as a like a button and stuff, but right now we're doing our best to try to create more designs and stuff for you guys to enjoy. Stuff that you can put on shirts, mugs, you name it. Doing my best to kind of do all of the things, really. But in the meantime, I want to thank you guys so much. I know this is a long audio, so thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting the channel, liking, favorite, sharing, subscribing, hitting the notification bell. Look forward to seeing you in the next audio. So as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.